Hello, welcome to episode 24 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we have a great show for you today.
Are you sure?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm kind of betting we have a good show.
Are you psychic or something?
Not today.
Okay.
But I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, good.
This isn't like Conan O'Brien, though, where I'm like, we've got a great show for you, like, every single time.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just watching a Conan O'Brien clip on YouTube. So maybe you are a psychic. Like, literally, just when you... right before you came back to record.
So, I think I know who might have won our... But first, trivia for you! Actually, we didn't have a winner from last week. It was quite disappointing.
Well, I didn't know it either. I hadn't heard of it. And once you told me what it was, I'm not surprised nobody got it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Because that game always has a very distinctive sound to it. So I'm like, the people who know are going to know. And I guess we just don't have enough of those people listening.
That's distinctive and obscure.
No, not obscure.
Somewhat, yeah.
It was a pretty big hit.
I don't know. Yeah, but you could say that about any number of hundreds of games. It's still not like somebody would want in Smash Brothers.
I that character would have fit. I mean, it's just me though.
let's not go.
I felt kind of bad because I kind of realized I threw out a couple Smash Brothers spoilers by accident through some comments and maybe even through my review. So apologies to anyone who was offended, but I'm guessing you already knew.
Yeah, I think at this point the game's been out for a month now.
Well, for the U.S., you know, we do have people in Europe who are still waiting, and
our adoring fan base in Europe.
I seriously doubt there are people in Europe who are avoiding all spoilers still, but maybe that's just me. I mean, not me as in I live in Europe, but, maybe that's just my opinion, I guess. So if I ruined your life, I apologize, and there's still plenty more hidden things in Brawl to be learned.
Yes.
So, as such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. So do we have a topic of the week?
I don't think so. Just kind of a variety of announcements and topics to talk about, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess our topic of the week could go to 2P Start News, essentially. Or,
there you go.
Well,
I think we should start with the podcast music.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have been mentioning that they heard the change in the ending of the podcast music last episode, which, thanks, I'm glad people listened to the very end and noticed things, too. That's really nice to hear.
I actually listened to it, too, and I caught it, which I wasn't...
I was waiting for you to say I didn't hear, I didn't notice at all.
Well, no, I don't always see... The thing is, I don't always listen to the podcast because of time or whatever. I know. Well,
get out of here.
See, I already know what we're going to say, so it's not new to me.
No. You don't know what I edited you to say.
That's true. But I typically, after the first few, I just knew that anything embarrassing or Anything I didn't want you to keep in there, you kept there. In there. So I just know that the worst of anything I say, that's in there. I don't need to hear it again. But no, I did catch the last one, and I'm like, huh, I wonder if that's new this week, or it's been there for a few weeks, and I just haven't listened to the last few. I just didn't remember at that point. But
yeah, so I kind of messed around with the ending music a little bit, and I know some of you are wondering, well, Ray, is that a song that you did, or is that a song you pulled from somewhere else, just in general, about our theme song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to report it is not my own, but man, I sure as frickin' wish it was my own. Gosh, I love that song. Because when we first started our podcast, I threw that song at you, and I was like, hey, Tim, you know, what do you think of this for our theme song?
Mm-hmm.
And what were your thoughts on it the first time you heard it?
I liked it. It was a little quirkier than I expected, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think you sent me two versions.
I sent you a shorter version that we never have ever used before.
Right. And initially, I liked that one better.
But your wife did not, right?
But she did not. She was like, that's just weird. What is that? What's going on with that song?
I remember you saying you were playing the song and like over and over. And she's like, Tim, stop. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Well, at first I was just playing it just to hear
right,
it.
Right, just to check it out.
And she heard it and she's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, what, you don't like it? You know, and so... But no, it's you know, now it's definitely part of the show. And
oh, yeah, very much so. And, you know, you might be wondering where it's from, but the answer is I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say where it's from. I will tell you it's from a video game, but I'm not going to say which one. That'll be a trivia for you at some point, like an ultimate trivia for you sort of thing, with maybe some big prizes involved someday. But right now, it's still going to be kept under wraps. But the ending, like, there's actually, like, I have a good, like, six different versions of this song in my collection, and some of them are pretty hilariously awesome. So I'm excited to use those. So last week I was like, I think I'm going to start slipping in some different versions just slightly here. So I put in the one last week because I really didn't care for it much, but I'm like, well, it's a little different and I think people might enjoy it, which I think they did. So
I was
very flattered though that you guys were like, oh, didn't you know Ray makes his own music? I'm like, ah, I can't hold on to this lie for very long anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's not Ray's voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I loved how somebody was like, is that Ray or Tim singing? And yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, because that's Tim singing for sure. Yeah.
Oh man.
It's like, it's either me or somebody else in general. And man, that voice, that singing voice is just so, like, it's so campy. I love it. It's so, I've learned to love it more now. Like, before I just thought it was, like, hilarious, and now I, like, really get into it. Is that weird?
I think I'm pretty attached to it now too.
Mm-hmm. You can really get into it. It's a great way to start the show and end it too, I suppose.
Yeah, it's fun, and I actually like the version you played only because I think because it kind of switched it up, and you're like, ooh, that was kind of cool. So
yeah.
But you might want to explain. You did it, the original song does not say two-piece start.
No, it doesn't. That's kind of an edited thing.
Yeah, he was able to tweak.
It does say start. That start is part of the original song, but the 2P was added. So whatever version I put up, I have to edit it to make sure it's saying 2P start and not what it actually says, which is still a mystery, people. Still a mystery. bigger contest someday.
Someday somebody will figure it out. We'll have to give him like $1 million or something.
Oh my gosh. So stick around for the ending of this show. I will have a different version up, which will be definitely worth it. So
sweet.
Stay tuned. But there's definitely one version that's like the ultimate that I'm going to save for some special event. Maybe for the contest itself, who knows.
Tim's funeral.
Ooh. that's coming up soon, right?
Yeah. We do the death of Tim in 2-piece start. It's like the death of Superman, you know?
That reminds me, I gotta make some phone calls later about something. Go ahead.
What?
No, I'm sorry, no.
You're gonna be editing this and hear that. That's like a little, like, leaving yourself a message in the on your own, you know, message machine. Well, I gotta call myself and leave myself a message.
Oh, man. Well, moving along, other 2-piece start news, we have something very important up now.
Are you talking about your review?
Oh, no, but good. I would consider that even greater than what I was going to mention.
No.
No, go ahead.
Well, yeah, let's start with the bigger news, I guess, is that, yeah, our big announcement that we've kind of been hinting at for a couple months now, I guess. We now have 2P shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironically, they can only be worn by one person at a time.
Although, it would be cool to make, like, a double-sized shirt that's attached. One arm is attached, you know? That'll be a true 2-piece shirt.
Yeah, yeah. 2 players.
But, no, I mean, I guess it was interesting because I don't remember what comic it was, but somebody had said this would look really good on a shirt, and then people started saying, like, yeah, I second that. You guys need a
shirt. Oh, yeah, everyone started, yeah, diving in for shirts.
Yeah, and that's when I think we mentioned on the podcast, like, well, we promise we'll look into that, and we don't just mean we'll, you know, brush it off for a few months. We'll really, you know, get down to the logistics of it. So
I think we brushed it off for like 6 weeks. No, we brushed it off for like 3 days, and then we finally got started on it and got things moving. But
yeah,
the process of getting it completely finished and involved with Split Reason took quite some time.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because I think that week of the podcast, you know, I was thinking about, you know, how much it would cost to front the money for these shirts and shipping them and all the time it might
take. Right. Oh, yeah. We
and
got pretty heavy into that.
Yeah, I was like, you know, this is going to be a big deal. And so I called Ray and said, hey, tonight let's talk about, you know, the shirt thing and kind of figure it out, because Ray had a printer up in where he lives and, you know, could figure out with them. And that day...
I know some people.
That day, before I was able to have that conversation with Ray, I got an email from Sebastian at Split Reason, and he's like, hey, I noticed you guys don't have any merchandise. You know, if you're interested, we do the merchandise for Control-Alt-Delete and these other sites, and, you know, we'd love to work with you guys. I'll send you more information if you're interested. I'm like, wait, let me think about this. They're going to make the shirts... They're going to front the money, they're going to ship them, they're going to handle returns, any customer service, all the logistics. All we have to do is send them a design and collect, you know, 25% or whatever. You know.
Just add it to the pool of your money.
Yeah, and I don't have to share it with Ray either, so that's the best part.
Yeah, as usual, yep.
Ray, we didn't sell any shirts again this month. But, no, it was to me. It was like a no-brainer. I'm like, Ray, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys are, you know, it wasn't just some Joe Schmo saying, "Hey, I'll, you know, send it down to my local printer and get something done." It, you know, these are professionals.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty, yeah, definitely.
And
I was quite impressed.
I really liked some of their original designs. I guess they have people.
Oh yeah,
artists that just, you know, say, hey, what do you think of this? And if they like it well enough, they'll make it a shirt, you know? And
yep.
They have some really cool Link shirts. They had a cool Samus one. Some really neat stuff. And so I was just impressed, and we kind of went through that process and, you know, figured out the details and the contract and the percentages and what we were going to sell and getting the artwork there. And it took a few weeks from the point we had the artwork finished to them, you know, opening up shop with the shirts printed and all that. But, yeah, it's kind of exciting to finally have that ready for our readers, you know?
Yeah. I'm excited to see how well they sell, and hopefully people will enjoy them. And because the more people that enjoy them, the more designs we get to make, essentially.
Yes.
And we're definitely itching to make some more.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of potential there. And I was a little nervous when I put the post up on Friday. Just, I didn't know if people would like the initial batch, or, you know, if they thought it was too expensive or you know, whatever. But it was all positive stuff. And so I hope you guys like them. And, yeah, well, hopefully there'll be many more in the future.
Yeah, and pretty soon I think we'll probably order a whole bunch and give them away as prizes sometimes. Who knows?
Yeah, we'd like to do that. A couple more site things to talk about. Ray, what I never got a an answer from, or maybe I'd never asked the question. What do you th- what do you think of the new segment, the new contest on the site?
I like it.
Yeah.
I think you're doing it too fast.
Too many?
Too many too fast. People just, you know, for us, we see comments fly in, you know, we're in charge of the site. But for regular people, you know, they're probably only here like once a week, essentially, or maybe twice if I'm lucky, if they like us enough. Maybe more than that. We can only dream. But yeah, it's like people are going to come and they're like, oh, there's a contest. Oh, it's over. Oh my gosh. You know, like, oh, and there's another one. Oh, they already gave a hint. Jeez.
See, the problem is every time somebody guesses it, I feel like they need something else to, you know, tide them over.
So, right.
I think maybe I was giving too easy. The first few were a little too easy.
Right.
And the difficulty there for me, I found, was I see the whole picture.
So it's so clear to you.
So no matter how little of piece I show, I'm like, I know what it is. So I'll show a little tiny piece. I'm like, oh, they'll never guess this. I know what it is. But if I didn't know what it, you know, I would never guess this. So then I have to expand it. So I'm like, well. You know, like with the Zelda one, it was like, well, you see kind of part of the green tunic and part of, like, a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you don't really know what that is, but...
You don't know exactly what game it's from.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's Link, but which game?
Right. So, but then it's a matter of, you know, Google image and you're there. So,
right.
I think I liked the process of the last one, the Kororimpa.
Yes.
Because
that was a good one.
Everyone
you
thought
had
it was
me fooled.
Everyone thought it was a chain chomp for a while, and then... Oh no, Loco Roco, or, you know, and after a couple hints and expanding the picture a little bit, somebody did get it, so, yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying that too, and it's a pretty quick and easy one to put up there, and just something fun to...
Yeah, be on your toes, you never know when Tim's gonna put up another one.
Yep.
Even I don't. That's how scary it is. Hard to stop him. And also, I put up my Brawl review recently, which I think we mentioned earlier about being really important. did you like the review?
I actually didn't read it.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, moving on.
No, wait. It's funny because I've read every single one of your reviews, and...
Well, I probably talked with you about this game for so long that you're like, I know exactly what he's going to say.
I skimmed it, and I read the conclusions and your complaints on the game, and I'm like, I know everything that he's saying here. And now, I will go back and read it, for real, but at the time, I posted it, and I kind of was like, I know everything he could possibly say about this game, because, like, literally every conversation we have is segues into Brawl.
Not literally.
It's pretty close. I'd say upwards of 90%.
Before the game came out, for the year that we knew each other, yes, I might agree. But, yeah, it was really weird for me, because I was like, you know, I really need to write this now. I think it's time, but sort of, not really. And then I wrote it, and I was like, man, like... I can't think of anything to say. Like I could write just pages and pages on this, but it's just not coming to my mind anymore. And I guess it was just, I didn't need to explain everything. I didn't need to, you know, explain what the game was or why it's so good. It was hard for me. I tried to pick out things that really hit me personally. And I think the number one thing about the game that makes it so great is that you can tell how much love went into making it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really rings for me is I, you know, video games with a heart and soul to it are so much more, they mean so much more to me than something that's made for a quick buck, essentially. And I mean, let's face it, a game where you put all kinds of Nintendo characters together to fight, I mean, nothing screams quick buck more than that. And so the fact that they went all out more than any other Nintendo game I've ever seen, or any other video game that I've ever seen, you know, I mean, Sega Superstars Tennis is trying a similar thing. It doesn't even come close to touching it. That's what really does it for me, and that's why I love that game so much. It shows a real love for video games in general that you just don't see quite as often.
Yeah, I just love that in that game you get to have an all-out brawl.
Oh, see, now I have to go through the work of pulling out that Reggie quote.
You said, when you were talking just now, you said something about All Out. They went all out for that game, and I just immediately went to that Reggie quote. All Out Brawl.
There's one more title, I guess I should mention, that will turn that fight into an absolute brawl.
God, oh, Reggie, seriously, man. Anyway. So, yeah, check out the review. I'm sorry if it's a little short, but it's awesome, and you should buy it no matter what. It's a fantastic game.
Yeah, you know, what's cool is... I didn't really have a feel for if the casual, you know, Wii owner would even be interested in that game. Just because we kind of think of it as more of a hardcore Wii title, you know?
It totally is, okay? I mean, think about it. You've got a title that does not use any freaky Wii controls.
Right.
Unless you go out of your way to do it, essentially. And it's... You know, more people prefer to play it with, like, a standard controller.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, it was, like, I was, like, 100 hours into the game before I realized, huh, this is a 2D game. Like, it never quite hit me before that, you know? It just seems so natural, but you're like, wow, like, you don't see very many two-dimensional games anymore. It's really nice, you know, it's like a triple-A title mm-hmm. for a console that's, like, the fastest-selling title ever. Like, that speaks... you know, volumes about 2D games. Like, you can do them right, and they can sell like hotcakes. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Again, we're talking about Smash Brothers, so I expect it.
Yeah, it's gonna...
it's gonna happen.
I'm sorry.
And
you know what? No, I'm kidding.
I wasn't sure, you know, what casual Wii owners would really think of the game. And I helped a friend... get a Wii for her husband, whose birthday is coming up next week, and she's like, you know, I want you to come set it up beforehand so he sees it and it's all ready to go, but bring all your Wii games too so we can kind of play and see which ones he likes. And she's like, do you have that Smash Brother type of game or whatever? She's like, I know he'll really like that. And so she was like asking for that one specifically.
Wow.
And, I mean, this girl doesn't know anything about games really, you know, and so,
well, she probably hears her husband, right?
Well, he's not even that into games. I mean, he has been in the past. You know, he's
okay.
Turning 30, so he's been into all the old Mario games and stuff, but not recently, you know? And so it's kind of neat to hear, like, oh, okay, I mean, everybody knows about this game, not just, you know, Ray and everyone that Ray talks to, you know?
You know... What was great, I gotta tell this story. When I was playing the game with a friend of mine, Jessica Gerlitz, she was selecting a stage, and she rolled over the Hyrule, or the Zelda stage, the mm-hmm. Bridge of Elden, and she was like, oh, like, I don't want to pick this one because I know the bridge is going to break apart. And I was like, man, you really listened to what I told you then, huh? And she was like, no, like, it's Smash Brothers and there's a bridge. It's going to break. And it does.
And of course it does. Well, yeah, so I look forward to reading your review, Ray.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure it will give me lots of insight into how you feel about the title.
Oh, yes, yes. New insight.
New
never
insight.
Before. Behind the scenes.
Right.
Backstage pass.
Are we about through with the site info news?
Yeah, we've talked quite a bit, so we might as well move along here on to Comic Talk. You came out with the idea of, like, hey, you know, what if we had, you know, characters evolving, essentially? You know, like, we could start with Pac-Man, and Pac-Man could turn into, like, Q-Bert, and then Q-Bert could turn into, like, Kirby, and then from Kirby to Mario or something. And at first, I was like, yeah, that's a really good idea. You're like, yeah, we should make it grayscale. You know, that way it's not confusing with all the colors and everything. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And so I was like, yeah, you know, come up with a list of an order, and I'll get to work on that. And you did, and I was like, yeah, looks good. And I started to do it. And I was like, something is not working right here. Like, this is just, like, oh, cheap to Pac-Man to Q-Bert to, like... And then, because then we were like, it wasn't natural at all. It's like, it seemed like it would be very natural. And then...
It got very complicated very quickly.
Oh, yes. Because we're like, well, you know, Q-Bert won't have any arms, so he'll be perfect after Pac-Man. But because he has feet. But then it's like, oh, well, but we want to get to, like, the gorilla stage, right? Because every evolution thing has, like, monkeys in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to have, like, the progression of DK to Link or something. And it's like, well, wait, why would DK be leaning over on all hands and feet, right? If Q-Bert is already standing straight up on 2 feet, and they're like, oh, no, like, we have to, like... And so I had, like... I know I had Q-Bert in there, and I had Goldeen from Pokemon,
right.
and I'm like, I gotta scrap these, but they're just not working. And it's like, because I thought, oh, the more I add, the easier it'll work, but then I was like, no, actually, it's the less we add, because then you can easily make the connection from one to the next. So eventually, it kind of spiraled out of control, and we were really having some serious thoughts about the comic for a little bit.
Well, what there was a couple things for me that I guess... You know, as you started to do it and send me pictures, and I kind of realized how difficult it would be to make it work, I started to do a little more research, and I realized that what makes, you know, these types of pictures work is that it's starting on all fours and kind of slowly standing up, you know, as the progression goes. And so that's when I'm like, you know what, Pac-Man or Q-Bert, we gotta scratch, because even though he doesn't have arms, he's standing completely upright, so that's gotta go. And so then as we're trying to figure out, you know, what goes where, yeah, it got really confusing, because we're like, well, like Ivysaur, like what is he made of? There's no fur there, so how do you go from that to like Donkey Kong? And that's maybe a little weird. And you just at some point you have to trust that. The whole progression, as you look at it, the whole picture, it'll look, you know, like the evolution cycle or whatever. You know?
And I even made a grayscale. I did it all in color, and then I put it in grayscale afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you the grayscale and the color one, because I was like, I don't know which one to pick. Because even I was surprised. The grayscale one I thought was more confusing, because the contrast of colors between the characters was so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you've got Ivysaur, who's very lightly colored, then DK, who's very dark, and then Link, who's kind of middle, and so it wasn't a correct progression at all. So by having all the various colors, you didn't think about it as much, because it's just so wildly different. But
well, and at least with the color, you're not like, okay, which character is that and who's that? And because for me with the black and white, you really had to look at it to even go step by step, and then you're kind of losing the big picture view of it.
And we had even talked about doing like a correct version as far as which games came out first, you know, an evolution of games in order. So it's like, oh, well, we'll have Pong to Pac-Man to Mario, or, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, that just doesn't work. It just did not work at all. And I even had a friend, Isaac Cagle, mentioned the same thing to me. He's like, oh, you should do it, you know, in order of release. And he would list off, like, 3 characters in order. I'm like, yeah, but then it kind of stops doesn't
keep
it?
Keep going,
like,
and yeah. See where that leads you. Because we got just about the same, you know, distance you did. And
right, because you think it's like, oh, that's a good idea. We'll work on that, you know? And then you do, and it's like, this doesn't work.
I think if we had taken a month on this, we probably could have figured out something that worked well. Because I could go from, you know, Pong to Pac-Man to Q-Bert really easily, you know, and then maybe to Mario. But where would you go after Mario, really?
Because apparently not Bonk. No one knows who Bonk is.
Yeah, and that was weird too. Is like, and then I think your brother commented, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. He's like, he brought that up.
Yeah, one of the elder gamers, you know, comes along.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, only us old folk know that, you know, who Bonk in the TurboGrafx-16 is, you know.
But even people should know who Bonk is now, because he's on the Virtual Console.
Yeah, he was one of the first Virtual Console releases, so...
Yeah.
But I guess... I mean, I never really played many of the Bonk games, but it did come to mind. I was trying to think of a caveman character to fit between DK and Link, because it seemed like too much of a jump.
Right.
And it just came to me, I'm like, oh, Bonk is the only major one that I could think of, you know?
And that really doesn't work either, because his head is so gigantic, it just doesn't make sense.
But... Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well. Hopefully the comic is still funny to you guys.
The other thing we got a lot of comments on was using Master Chief.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Everyone hates Halo all of a sudden.
What happened? I thought Halo was like the cool game.
I know. Here we are trying to fit in with everybody. And
I'm not saying we put it in because I thought it was the cool game. Like, oh, everyone will get Halo at the end. It just made sense, you know? It's like, okay, we're moving from like a human character to just a cyborg, you know? Like a souped-up futuristic human character. It just worked to me. But I mean, we had talked about putting in...
Samus. I think it went
I wasn't a big fan of Samus, but we had talked about putting in someone from like Vice City, you know, from Grand Theft Auto as like a normal person. So, I mean, if we would have slipped in the Grand Theft Auto guy between Link and Master Chief, that probably would have worked better. But the panel was running out of room too, and you know,
my initial idea was to go from Pac-Man to Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah, just one after the other, right? I'm just kidding.
No. somehow get from Pac-Man to Grand Theft Auto. And the reason that came to mind was not just because of the release this month, but kind of like that to me, I guess, signified like today's gaming. And it was kind of a progression of old style gaming to new. That was the initial thought.
Right, but, How times have changed.
Yeah. But, we got so many comments on the final one. Like, some people were like, well, Link is, like, medieval, and he's not even a human, he's an elf, and then you're going to, like, a futuristic, like, there's no regular human person in there. And I'm like...
People, we went from Frogger... we went from Frogger to Ivysaur, okay?
No complaints there, right?
Yeah, right.
Just overthinking it, and we overthought it, too, and it's just not worth, you know...
And who's Frogger, anyways? Who's that guy?
Please don't.
I'm just pulling your chain.
You already ruined it by saying who's Q-Bert back in the day.
That's true, dude. I had no clue
about
that guy.
You drew him, and you're like, so who is this I'm drawing?
But see, is Q-Bert on the Virtual Console? That's why. See,
you get all your.
I didn't get it updated. Well, then again, Frogger isn't. But okay, never mind.
There you go. There you go.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
That's for sure.
Heck yeah. My comment goes to Andrew. When referring to new t-shirt designs, he had replied to someone who said, what about one with the whole Bowser I Choose You pick on it? And Andrew says, yeah, you should totally grab that and turn it into a shirt. Just grab the files from the comic that you obviously still have and enlarge or expand it into a shirt. He has to be joking about this. He has to be in the know on this, right?
Andrew does joke a lot, but I wasn't sure if he was...
Because that was the first comic where somebody was like, hey, you should make that into a wallpaper.
Right.
And ironically, that was the first comic where I lost the panel that I had drawn. I closed it without saving because I'm like, oh, I totally saved this a long time ago. Like, no, the whole last panel's gone now. And so recreating Bowser, it's like, I don't want to have to sit through recreating it. So I really got a kick out of reading that comment. I was like,
yeah, that was funny that you remembered that. That was great.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, oh, Ray. You're never going to hear the end of that one.
I love it. It's hilarious. Keep it up.
Yeah. Well, my suggestion box goes to Dragon Blader 1, and this is in reference to the logo we had associated with the Evolution comic. Mm. And he said, also, apparently Tim evolves into Ray. What I want to know is at what level this happens. My Tim's level is currently 39. And I gotta say, if you can help it, don't evolve Tim into Ray, because... It's only going to lead to disappointment. First of all, Ray does not level up. He stays at level 1 forever. So, there's no point. I mean, you're just going to be bored out of your mind.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, I thought that was a great comment. I found it interesting, too, that Ray chose to evolve Tim into Ray. But,
no, I'm always on the right side.
Yeah, that and you're taller than me, so...
Uh-huh, yep.
But you do slouch more than me, so... I don't know, you could have done one of your little...
Well, that was... The picture was. That's the full evolution. That's the end of the chain, man.
No
still slouching.
No.
I guess you could follow it up with the guy who's on the computer, right?
Well, I was going to say, you could have just put you on the computer. Me standing
right,
on the computer, but... No, it was good.
I should have just had Master Chief. All right, well, that takes us to the most haunted segment of the 2P Start Live program, the dreaded Black Doom Award. How do you do that?
How do I do what?
How do you change your voice? I know you got like a little bit of the Doom in you, but...
I just allow the satanic forces within my being to emerge for just a moment.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Jet the Hawk. No, I mean Black Doom, actually, yes. I always goof that up.
Wolf Sonic.
So what's your Black Doom Award, Tim?
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to a game that was announced a little while ago with a horrible title, and they changed the title, but the game still looks pretty horrible. It's now called Battle of the Bands for the Wii, originally known as Band Mashups. And have you heard about it?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta say that I'm finally bringing this up because Joystick had some hands-on impressions of the game. Didn't really say much about it, but explained a little bit of the gameplay. And it just sounds so stupid. They're trying to, you know, capitalize on the whole rhythm gaming movement right now, like Guitar Hero and Rock Band and whatever else, Dance Dance Revolution, all that stuff. But, you know, used to work for this company, and I could just see them saying, well, we want a game that's just like those other games, but where people don't have to buy some expensive peripheral, and we don't have to make some expensive peripheral. You know, some quick and easy cash out, right?
Right.
That's kind of how this particular company thinks, in my opinion. Actually, I'll say this. When I worked for them, they did, like, almost all licensed titles for, like, Nickelodeon and wrestling and all that stuff. They do have some decent games now, but I still think part of that mindset is there. But this game just looks horrible. Basically, you know, you got your little guitar fret thing, but it's not really a fretboard, and you just either shake the remote or flick it up, down, or left, or something like that in time. It's basically Dance Dance Revolution with your hand.
Right.
So, does that sound fun?
Not really. I mean, I had seen some videos of it, and I was like, really? Is there just left, right, and center? I don't know.
And also, tell me something. How well do you think it's going to work using the waggle controls?
You're gonna believe, I think it'll work okay.
No, you're going to be
really
like,
good at, it's really good at waggling.
You're like, no, I went left, and I accidentally backed up a little bit to the right, and it counted it, you know. And the only somewhat interesting concept is that, you know, it is like a battle or whatever. It's meant to be two players, so you can time, like, it says it's, if you hit the B button at the right time, it blocks the fired shot at you. So there might be some interesting, you know, two player gameplay there, but I wouldn't have even framed this as a music type of game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it could be a dueling game, but not music-oriented. But the only thing that really catches my eye is that the song Man of Constant Sorrow is one of the 30 songs in the game. I really like that song, but each song has, like, six different, like, variants. So there's, like, a hip-hop version, a rock version, you know, a Latin version, and that seems really bizarre. Like, how do you play a country song in, you know, six different genres of music?
Well, I always wondered how you play Donkey Kong Jungle Beat to, like, hit pop songs that have no bongos involved at all. But
now you know.
It worked! I mean, it worked, and we played it. I mean, I never imagined I'd be playing to Rock Lobster, but that's become, like, a favorite of ours. Well, Tim, my Black Doom Award goes to Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yes!
it's time.
Is this
it's
because time. There's actually something wrong with it, or because you can't stop talking about it?
Ooh. The second one, actually. Yeah. How'd you know?
Well,
actually, my Black Doom Award goes to Smash Bros. Brawl because I'm quite upset at the amount of screenshots that you can send to your friends in a day.
Yeah, it's so many. I mean, you can go like hundreds and hundreds, and it's just...
Oh, yeah. It's like I'll take like maybe 2 screenshots a day, but I can really only send 1. And then it's like, oh, you've used up all your available points to send for the day. And see, it doesn't tell you how many points you have left to send and how many points sending this photo will cost until you try to send it. And then it'll tell you, oh, this uses 14 of your 20 points available for today. You know, do you want to send it? You're like, yes. So if you don't have any more points left, you have to find out by trying to send it, and you're met with, you've already sent your maximum amount. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was up late last night. I didn't know it was the same day. So it's like really disappointing. But the replays and the stage builders, since those are just data, they take up very few points. You can send tons of those. But I don't really make stages or replays as much as I do photos. So... And photos take up, like, more than half of your daily amount, so you really can't send 2 a day unless you've got, like, a totally black picture, which I pretty much took one day and sent to you. So I'm a little bit upset about that it's just not more accessible, and it's not really well organized either. The album section doesn't really look as nice as the one from GameCube, because you can actually rearrange your photos on the GameCube one and choose which ones are up at the front and whatnot, but... And that's a pretty minor complaint for Brawl, but that's the one I'm going to give a Doom Award, straight up.
It is annoying, because Ray was trying to get me to send him some pictures, so I took like 5 or 6 during the same match, and there was probably 2 or 3 that I really wanted to send you that I thought were, you know, good shots.
Right, and then you got to wait a day, right?
Yeah, I sent you 1, and I'm like, okay, this one's good. This one's
which was a little disturbing, by the way. So thank you. Thank you for the human on animal action.
Yeah, I gave you a warning before I said it.
Just to make sure. Definitely looked at it, I shook my head and smiled, like, oh my gosh.
Anyway, there was a non-sexual one that I sent that I was going to send you that I really did want to send you, and I couldn't, and then I never got around to it. Maybe I'll do it tonight, but I never got around to it because, you know, it's like, well, I don't live just to send these screenshots, so if it's not convenient for me, it's probably not going to happen, you know?
Right.
So it's sad to me that people have to skirt the issue and pop the SD card in their computer and send it through email like that, you know?
Yeah, and I can't do that.
Because you have a Mac.
I have a Mac.
One of those crappy Mac. See, I have the nice Vista computer, so I can do all sorts of fun stuff. Like reformat once a week, you know?
Yeah, it's a small price to pay.
Right.
But, yeah, it always just sucks because I usually make, like, 2 pictures, and I just get behind. And I'm like, oh, did I send that one or not? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to send a duplicate because that's just a total waste of a day for me. But, yeah, good stuff. The nice thing is you can send it to, like, as many friends as you want. Like, I can send it to, like, you know, 8... Well, okay, I only have 2 friends. I can send it to 2 friends, and it'll cost the same as if I sent it to 1 friend.
See, I don't, why...
How does that make any sense?
Why the limitation, people?
I know! Anyways.
Well, I think that's a wrap. I'll send you a picture, Ray.
Thank you. Tell me what you're wearing first.
Edit.
That'll do it for this edition of Edit 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast just like this one. With that, he's Tim.
And he's disgusting. I mean, Ray.
And we'll see you next week. Ooh, did you like that end theme music? if you ever want to pick a song, please, by all means.
Pong. Just do bloop. Bloop.